Why does this have to be so hard? Gosh, my hands are just too small for this. There's way too much for them to grab. There. What? No, I'm not. I'm not doing anything bad here behind the food court. Honest. Really, oh. You can smell it? Listen. If you promise not to tell anyone, I was milking myself. I know I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I just get so pent up and I overslept, so I couldn't do it this morning. I tried to do it in the bathroom, but there were girls smoking in it, so I thought about going to the nurse's office, but he's male and human. I don't think he'd understand or have a milker. So then I tried under the stairs, but I knew I'd get it everywhere, and I'd feel bad for the poor custodian, so I came out here behind the school to let it soak into the grass. My breasts are just all sore from being swollen. My hands are too small to get a firm grasp on them, and they're just so soft that my fingers sink in too deep, and I can never get that much of a flow going with just my hands, and it's just... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ramble or rant at you. I just... Please don't tell anyone. I'd be the laughingstock of the university if they knew that I was doing this back here. Really? Wow. Thank you. That's really sweet. A lot of the humans on campus have just given me dirty looks or tried to avoid me, so I didn't really expect one to be so nice. Even the few wildkin in the school avoid me because I'm a cow. I'm just, you know, not one of the popular kinds, like cats, dogs, foxes, wolves, rabbits, you know. Well, my dad's a bull, so I guess I get my race from him. All female cow, goat, and sheep wild can have this condition when they reach the right age, but I think I make more than most since my mom is a sheep instead of a cow. I guess some of my mom does show in my hair. I didn't think it was that fluffy, but thanks. That's nice of you to say. I also think I get some of my size from my mom. Please don't play dumb. No secret or anything that they're the biggest on campus. Even the teachers are smaller than me. I try to hide them with my hoodies, but there's really just no downplaying these things. I'm not really used to a human here being so nice. I'm surprised you're even willing to talk to me. Aren't you worried about your reputation or anything? Oh, don't put yourself down. I'm sure you're not that much of an outcast. What? No, I'm not. I'm not really trying to rub them. It's just that they're still all swollen and sore and I just can't really do it myself all that well. You will? I don't know. Are you sure you know the right Technique? I don't think a stay at farm camp is going to prepare you for second base, but it is starting to get really uncomfortable, so just promise you won't make it weird. Okay, I'll just put my shirt over here. Could you please close your eyes, maybe? Okay. Okay, turn around. Of course you're doing it from behind. It's just easier this way, trust me. Besides, your arms look long and your hands look really strong too, so just be gentle, okay? They're really, really sensitive. Cold, 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 cold. Could you please maybe warm your hands up a little bit by rubbing them together first? Yeah, I'll just like that. Okay, that's better. Slowly, okay? Hey, not so rough, please. Just gently massage them first, okay? No, not to do that. To stimulate the flow. God, don't be a pervert, okay? Thank you. That feels good. This actually feels a lot better than the pump I use at home. I've never had someone else do it for me. I didn't really expect it to feel this good. That's good. Oh, I can feel the soreness just melting away. You're actually really good with your hands, you know. I don't know if I could go back to my pump after this. It's just so much better. You didn't hear that, right? I'm sorry. I'm rude. I'm sorry. My brothers make fun of me for it, but it happens when I am Oh God. My face must be so red right now. I bet. God, I bet you can see it on my ears. What? Cute? No, I'm a dairy cow. I'm a hamburger or a steak isn't cute. Cats are cute. Bunnies are cute. I'm not. That's. That's really sweet of you to say, even if I don't believe it. You promise you won't tell anyone, right? Okay. Thank you. It means a lot. I never really expected a human to treat a wildkin so nice like this. There's a lot. I haven't done it since yesterday morning, so it's kind of just built up. Can we just get this done and not talk about it? I'm sorry, I'm feeling self-conscious enough as it is. Though you're making this a lot less embarrassing than I thought it would be, and you are really good at this. Where exactly did you learn sorry. I'm almost empty. Thank you so much for this, really. You're really, really nice. I think that should be it. Thank you. Really. That felt really, really good, and it's just, it's such a relief. How could I ever thank you? No, really. I must. You really don't understand how much of a help you were. I could maybe make you some lunch tomorrow. And if I need this again, I wouldn't mind having you do it. I could use someone who knows my secret, although I can't really imagine you'd want to be friends with cattle. I don't really know what to say. Thank you. I'd love to be your friend. At least just let me do this. I'm sorry. It was just a little peck on the cheek. I thought that was normal for friends to my shirt? Wait, where is it? Thank you. I'm not blushing. It's just the sunlight and it gets hot. That's all, really. I'm just gonna put my shirt back on. Hey, you've already touched them, so it's not really a big deal if you see them. As long as it's you, I don't mind. It's the least I can do since you helped me like this. Oh, we should get back to class. I just need to pull this back on. That's really nice of you, but you really don't have to walk me to class. If you really don't mind being seen walking with a bovine, I wouldn't mind the company for once. Thank you, you're doing so much for me, even though I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put myself down. Let's just go ahead to class. Thank you. I can't wait to get to know my first friend here.